It's 8:07 Thursday morning. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. First day of school is under everybody's belt. How'd Brinley's day go?
She claimed it went fine.
Good.
Went fine. She was a little bit late on the bus, but apparently there was some sort of issue on the bus. So it was about a half an hour late, but it was actually a pretty decent day. Parent-wise, it was nice to go home and not have kids in the house, wasn't it?
The house was fairly in shape when we got home from work.
It was.
With that, it is Comet Day here in the studio, Charles City School Update. Justin DeVore, first day of school for you. How'd it go?
There were no tears on my end. I don't know what you're talking about. No, there were no tears. So, no, I had a...
Don't have little ones on their first day.
Yeah, but I have a senior, so...
that might have been a little tough.
That's
a big one.
So if you look at our... If you have access to our Facebook page, one of the things that happened yesterday, just, from a personal story for me, was Hannah, who is my senior, her first day was at Lincoln. Her last day, first thing that she had to do was to be a drum major at Lincoln. And so we actually found her kindergarten picture the night before, and we restaged the same photo.
Well, that's awesome.
That's a great idea.
So Marcia got to take the photo yesterday. But actually, it was a great day of learning for all of our students, all 1,500 some of our students. Honestly, like I said, the marching band was at Lincoln. We had the football team and cheerleaders at Lincoln and Washington. We had the band at there, welcoming our younger Comets, giving them that hey, they can see this is what's happening, this is what we're looking forward to in the future, this is what you get to be, this is what you're building towards. I got to actually go to Washington. I know we had some folks at Lincoln and the middle school and the high school as well, so I got to see and help with the concierge service at Washington Elementary School. And there were tears, I got to tell you, by the parents.
Oh, yeah.
By the kids.
There were
tears by the parents. And, neat thing is teachers are helping students find where they need to go on the first day. It's like, hey, where can we go? And everybody is so excited. Everyone is very happy. At the middle school, there was a ribbon cutting for the new playground. Fifth graders got to christen the new playground there, so they were the first ones to get on that. That's really neat. If you haven't had a chance to drive by that or get up there and work on that. Middle school and high school, I'm actually seeing homework already come home. So they're jumping first into the deep end of the academic pool. But overall, it was a great, great start to the school year. Everyone's excited. Teachers are excited. Students are excited. Parents are excited. And we have a new superintendent who is very excited as well.
We do. And we have her in studio. First time ever. Ann Lundquist, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
And welcome. Welcome officially to the Charles City School District as our leader. Let's start out by telling us a little bit about yourself.
I'm actually a native of Iowa, as are many generations of my family. But I'm fairly new to the Charles City area. My husband and I had planned to retire here for many years and have recently moved to the area and are very pleased to be a part of the community.
Well, happy retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
happy retirement.
Apparently, I'm not very good at it. So the part about the retirement is that I'm not tired.
So you moved here. And you were in the process of building a house, am I correct on
that's
that?
That's correct.
And then somehow you found yourself a pretty long-term sub position last year at IC,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, I did. Taught second grade. It was a wonderful experience. I highly recommend it for any career administrator, as I had been, because it was a learning curve and it was tough. So I think to certify, we maybe ought to ask our administrators to spend a semester in a classroom at teacher pay.
Yeah.
And to recertify every 5 years.
How it really
just
goes.
Things have changed, right? When I've been out of the classroom for 25 years. It was a fabulous experience. I really enjoyed my year there.
Well, wonderful. And then this opportunity came up.
It did. And I was really thrilled because when I was hired in April, because I was already here, I could hit the ground running. In fact, meeting with the board president. I was able to spend the month of May while still teaching, but working in after school hours, opportunities to meet with community members and board members and school leadership so I could get a good picture, a lay of the land, if you will, of what we were up against.
Okay.
That's right. So we got to ask, how was your first day yesterday?
Well, as I mentioned, yesterday wasn't my first day, but it was the children's first day, and our young men and women, I was in all four schools, were happy and prepared, and I think I saw more smiles than I've seen on many of the first days of schools. Was able to spend time in the elementary school and loved the entrances and having our Comet Pride, and we say Comet Pride is integrity and courage and resilience and excellence and responsibility, and I saw that far and wide yesterday.
Wonderful. All right, so let's get to the meat of it all. What are your plans and your goals as our interim superintendent?
I'm glad you asked, because it was really serendipitous. Our five-year strategic plan expired at the end of last school year, which is typical, a five-year plan in most schools. So we have a golden opportunity to revise that plan. We're in the process of doing that now. And the beauty of that is it happens to be an area where I have spent quite a bit of time, and that is organizational improvement, school improvement, leadership development in my career, so I can apply those skills with our staff. You will see campus goals and goals with our leadership that are measurable outcomes on an annual basis. We'll be able to show the extent to which we're making a difference. So we can improve our academic programs, which are fine, but we always have room for improvement. Culture, another area where we can continue to grow. Our infrastructure needs continue. As you know, schools live a hard life, mm-hmm. and with 1,500 students. So it's really a matter of celebrating what's going well, and that, you know, builds momentum. You get that sense of collective efficacy that we can work together and really make some positive change. Well, that's important from the aspect that that momentum allows us to attach some efforts to our challenges. So a good balance of both. So we're going to strengthen our community partnerships. You'll see that, and you've probably already seen some of that as you and I have crossed paths, Kay. We're going to further enhance the culture, as I mentioned. We're going to target some improved achievement. Our kids are bright, unbelievably bright. We have outstanding staff. Our amazing parents, family, community support. So we've got all the makings for just a perfect year ahead.
Wonderful. Well, you spoke so eloquently at Rotary the other day, in which that was my first taste of what your goals are. And I found it really refreshing that you really said, you know, it's great, but mm-hmm. there's always this much room for improvement.
That's right. And when I hear you say that, Kay, it reminds me of something I was taught years ago. There are multiple truths. So it is true. We have some great things going on. And in addition to that, we have some opportunities to grow. And a challenge is nothing more than an opportunity to grow. And with the structures in place that I, again, my background as a in leadership development, with those structures in place here at Charles City, you will see some measurable change, and it will be positive.
Awesome. Very exciting.
Yes, indeed it is. Well, thank you very much, Anne. Back to you, Justin. This has been in the news recently, a Comet cruise, which I first thought you were putting on a cruise like up and down Main Street. That's not even the case at all. Go ahead and talk about what that is.
We can take the buses up and down Main Street. We're okay with that. You know, it might delay. We might delay that. Yeah, we did have a few delays just because it's the first day of school yesterday with transportation, and that's to be expected, and we appreciate everyone's grace on that. We do have a new transportation management system that is in place. It uses RFID cards, so about the size of a credit card, and students will get to log into a tablet that's on the bus, and then it'll manage an account for students that are on the bus. So when Justin gets on the bus, then it'll say, you know, hey, you know, Justin's on the blue bus. And then it actually reports back to the transportation center that says, Justin just got on the bus through, you know, wireless 4G technology. And so it also, what it does is it says, okay, it provides turn-by-turn directions, and it says, okay, now we've got to drop Justin off at his house. And so, you know, it'll say, okay, now we're going this way. And so all those things, and it's those little savings that it provides, time and gas and everything else, that hopefully see some cost savings. But, you know, really the big thing here is it improves efficiency and improves safety. When one of our younger passengers, you know, and we're really attuned to this. And a couple of years ago, you'll remember that we put No Child Left Behind alarms on the buses, which forces bus drivers to actually do a walkthrough and turn a key at the back of the bus, in addition to when their bus turns off, to make sure that no one fell asleep on the bus. And so, you know, it forces that. This will now even go one step further and say, Justin forgot to get off the bus at his stop, and it'll alarm and say, yeah, you might want to check on Justin. Is he on, you know, because we know he got on the bus, but he didn't get off at his stop. And so that's one of the neat things there as well. You know, it logs the time and location where each student gets on and off. So you've got that technology as well. The system is also able to report back to the transportation office where each bus is through GPS. So if somebody says, hey, I'm, you know, Chris, if you would have called into our transportation center yesterday and said, hey, you know, I'm just wondering where is the, you know, purple bus, then, you know, we can actually go, oh, it's at the corner of here and here, and they should be to you in the next 5 minutes.
Well, that's pretty slick. That is awesome
technology.
Yep. Yep. So the big thing, the big takeaway is once this completely gets rolled out and everybody has everything, it is very important that students have their bus pass, and it's that bus pass. You know, we don't want to lose that bus pass because it has an RFID chip in there, so it makes it very easy, because you just pop in and boop, and you sit down. You can go very, very fast with the RFID chip. If you have to stop and go, okay, I need to have my student code or something to that effect, that slows everything down a little bit. And, you know, we're going for speed and efficiency, and we want to get everyone home quick and safely. So that's the biggie right there. Quick and safe.
All right. We've got a grant.
We do. So we're proud to announce that we have been named as an intent to receive a grant from the Iowa Department of Education. And we're Charles City Community Schools is one of about 10 school districts in the state of Iowa. So there are about 330 school districts in the state of Iowa who are going to be receiving $222,000 from the Iowa Department of Education for a therapeutic classroom, for therapeutic classrooms. So neat thing about this, it'll be used for classrooms, supplies, and training teachers and special needs students. So it is not COVID related. It has nothing to do with COVID, which was a question that really kind of came up. But it really helps students who are not meeting grade level expectations be better people and responsible citizens. And so that's really what it comes down to. And just one of the many ways we are helping all of our students achieve every day.
Right. Awesome. Well, exciting school year indeed.
It is.
It is. It's awesome. A great day to be a Comet.
Great day to be a Comet. Thanks a lot, Ann and Justin, for joining us, and we'll talk to you here in the next few weeks.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It is 8:20. We have your weather coming up, plus we're going to be throwing on Sammy Hagar next.